All right, getting close to Christmas time. Happy holidays, everybody. I need you to do me a favor. Make sure that you subscribe, like, leave comments if you can, ratings. I don't know if it helps or anything on iTunes, which most people are listening to the podcast through, but it would be nice. We've got about 19 ratings, I think, all 5 stars so far on the Behind the Mic podcast. So if you can subscribe, like all the things, you know what to do. But make sure you also give me a follow on all of my social media channels. You can find me on Twitter at The Radio Mic is my main account. The podcast Behind the Mic has an account on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm on Twitch, Behind the Mic. I'm on TikTok, The Radio Mic. You can find me pretty much anywhere. If you go to Linktree, I know I'm throwing out so many things, but Linktree Mike Antonellis on my Twitter page has links for all of my social media accounts. I love getting feedback from fans and suggestions, and people want to know things. You know, the podcast name is nice because I think it has so many different meanings. Behind the Mic, and I spell it M-I-K-E instead of M-I-C because it's getting to know me behind the mic. I guess away from the mic, but I'm behind the mic telling you, so it's confusing. You probably get what I'm getting at, you know, behind my story, besides a broadcaster, but it's good to get into things. And I get this question a lot, and I had a few people ask me about it. I've had young broadcasters ask me about it, the process about becoming a broadcaster, being successful. Now, I never will put myself as super successful because I am still striving to be better, to do this at a higher level. I've had great fortune of being a professional broadcaster in minor league baseball for 26 years and getting the opportunity this past September to host the pre- and post-game show for the Red Sox, do that at Fenway, be on the air with Joe Castiglione and Rob Bradford for a whole game. So, you know, if I want to think about it, like what really started this whole thing? Well, it started when I was young, and I think that we all have something inside of us that is a great talent. I believe that. Everybody's interesting. People who say they're not interesting are interesting. Some of people that come off as very boring, maybe, or mundane, that's a niche. That can be funny. So, you know, the baseball thing started early for me. I was a diehard, passionate fan. And watching games on TV, going to games wasn't enough for me. I used to play Strat-O-Matic baseball. I played board games. I announced those. I would write game stories. But I would have to do more. I mean, as soon as I went to a game, I'd go home and I'd have my Strat-O-Matic leagues. If you don't know what that is, it's basically playing a computer game on a board game. And they had all the teams and all that. I was so into it. I don't think I really knew I wanted to be a broadcaster until I got into college. But so much of this, to me, it's not about sounding like Vin Scully or sounding like somebody, or you know what I mean. The process of being a good broadcaster to me, it's who you are is more important. There are so many guys I feel like now, I've you know, and I think anybody that's older will do this, and I'm guilty of it, and I don't mind saying it, but I do think there's more of a cookie cutter style of broadcasting now, where I don't feel like a lot of broadcasters now are those big legends like they were. You know, when we look back, I think there's just so many great broadcasters now, but in terms of like the Vin Scullys, the Harry Carries, Phil Rizzutos, those are the guys, Kirk Gowdy, Johnny Most. I looked up to them because they were larger than life characters. They were cartoon characters. They had so much personality, so much charisma and passion. And that's the number one thing. To be good at anything, but especially broadcasting in baseball or any sport that, you mean, just because hockey and basketball and football are less games, it doesn't mean that you can't have an energy. But you can't have that energy when you're on the air about a sport if you don't love it. That's the number one thing. You can try to do all the X's and O's. You can try to be as technical as you want. You can study other guys. If you don't have it inside at 110%, you can't do it. You got to have a level of enthusiasm and passion for this. Because when you work in the minor leagues, like I did full-time, you know, right now I'm not doing it full-time. It's a lot. It's 140-something games right now. Now it's 150 in about 160 days. Some guys, like myself, when I was full-time, I worked in the office during the home games, beginning at 8:45 and left at 10 at night. But I loved it. I loved the grind. I got tired of it after a while because you naturally do as you get older, but I don't regret it. You have to love so much of it. And a lot of it becomes not worth it to people. So if you're young and you're listening to this, if you're not 100% passionate about it, don't do it. Don't be on Twitch and be a streamer for your favorite video game because you want to be rich like some YouTube star that you saw or you know, Twitch star, YouTube, Instagram. Those guys that do that have a lot of passion. They're making content consistently. You know, look at some of you of the people that you look up to in the business and look to see how much they're doing. You know, Mr. Beast, I've heard people say, oh, the guy's lucky. You kidding me? He's made some of the most money in the world off streaming. The guy's a hard worker. But again, I think it starts with passion. The passion leads into the hard work. Nothing is built in a day. It can take a long time to get where you want in the business, but I believe it's passion. You know, some of the other things that I have a lot of passion for, I've mentioned this, is daily fantasy sports. I do a lot of research for that. I make a lot of content that you can see on YouTube. I do, you know, I play every weekend on DraftKings and FanDuel, but I don't just throw $40 in. I throw 20 each side. I do a lot of research. I could tell you right now, like right off the top of my head, that the Arizona Cardinals are the worst fantasy team against tight ends. And I knew that Hunter Henry would have a good game last night. I had him in a lot of my lineups. I memorize that. The Chargers and Titans are some of the worst defenses in the league. They're going to play this week. So I know that because I research it, because I have numbers, because I care about it. I've transitioned to that into my diet where I have a high protein, high calorie diet. I'm eating a lot of protein. I'm learning how to cook a lot of things that taste good. I'm going to the gym at a very good pace, 4 to 5 times a week. I'm pushing myself. I want to get stronger, but it takes a lot of hard work. But again, you can have fun with it. You know, we sometimes talk about hard work so much and it sounds no fun. Have fun. Go to the gym. Have fun. Diet, but make things anabolic. You can make fake McFlurries that taste just as good and you can eat more of it. I make protein shakes with a chocolate peanut butter banana protein shake with whipped cream on it. And I throw in maybe a couple of Reese's Pieces, like a 2 or 3 of them. And it tastes like it's amazing. And it's healthy for you. Have passion. Work harder. And one thing as we wrap this up, the one thing that I've been saying this for a while, and I want to see it. And I don't know, maybe it's just from being on social media too much, but I do think we're at a level of a society where we are complaining now more than I've ever seen people complain, especially sports fans. I've never seen sports fans complain so much about coaches and referees and I don't know, things that I could care less about. Here in New England, we're going on and on and on about Matt Patricia, and it's so ridiculous because I don't think the team's that great. But again, we'll do that another time. Enjoy your sports. Be passionate about it. Seek advice. I spoke at a class recently where I gave out all of my information to the students. And I said, listen, follow me on Twitter. Follow me on all the social media. Email me, please. I haven't heard from one. I'm a good resource. I will pat myself on the back. I have I have been more open to everybody. Please, if you need something, if you're getting in the business, if you need any help, I've told people this too, I'm a type 2 diabetic. If you have diabetes and you need some diet plans, let me know. I'll help you. I'm willing to do that. Thanks for listening. Behind the Mic. Hope you enjoyed it. Subscribe. Listen to all these episodes. I'll be back again soon. Peace and love. I'll talk.